Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 3 of the Flagged PvP Podcast. As always, my name is Atherpy, and I'll be bringing you news, updates, and information related to high-end WoW PvP arenas and battlegrounds. Alright, I wanted to go ahead and start this third episode off by letting you guys know that Flagged is now on iTunes and Stitcher, so you can go ahead and listen to us on the go wherever you may be. Beyond that, you can also find us over on Facebook and Twitter at facebook.com/flaggedpvp and at Twitter at flaggedpvp. We're also working on getting on the YouTube name as well, but that's going to take a little bit longer. It looks as though the name is taken right now, but hopefully we can go ahead and contest that, and maybe we can get the name for us as well, so we'll start posting it there. For the time being, I may just go ahead and post it up on one of my other YouTube accounts so that you guys can see it there as well and get all the info from there. Now, with all that said, let's go ahead and get started with today's episode. Today, I wanted to go ahead and discuss how to improve your PvP game for arenas, for battlegrounds, rated battlegrounds, any sort of organized or solo PvP, including duels and anything else. Basically, just how to generally be a better player. And the reason I wanted to go ahead and cover this today is because there's a lot of people that always ask, how do I get better at PvP? What can I do to improve myself? And there's some really simple answers, and then there's some that aren't so simple. And of course, you know, tactics between learning your own playstyle, learning your team's playstyle, and then just kind of learning a little bit more advancement into the game. So I'm going to go ahead and try and get through that. And hopefully I don't go into anything that's a little bit too complicated for anybody. If there is anything, guys, you can go ahead and leave me, you know, questions, comments, concerns, anything like that, and I will go ahead and get back to you as quickly as possible on that. I really don't want to alienate a particular part of my audience just because they may not understand everything that everybody else does. So what we're going to go ahead and get into first off is going to be the absolute best ways to improve your PvP game. Now what I wanted to start off with here is going to be yourself. We're going to start on how to improve yourself first before anything else. Now the main thing that you really want to do to be a better PvPer in general is learn your own class inside and out. Now when I say learn your own class, what I mean by that is you want to learn every single spell that your class has. You want to learn what your class's strengths and weaknesses are. You want to learn your counters, and you just kind of want to learn generally what the class is supposed to do. Let's go ahead and get into a class that I play, or that I've played, you know, quite a bit of. I'm gonna start with Warrior here. I played Warrior quite a bit, and one thing that a lot of Warriors don't tend to do when they're first playing is utilize all of their spells, or they utilize too many of their spells. For instance, you know, you have Slam, you have Heroic Strike, you have Hamstring, you have things like that where sometimes it's not really best to use those, and I can't really give you specific examples. I'll try here. Slam, for instance, is not something that you want to use every single time that you possibly can, because sometimes it's just not the best thing. Sometimes it's not the best use of your global. So you really want to learn your class inside and out. You really want to learn what does the most damage, what situation you're in, you know, what buttons you need to be pressing and everything like that. At the right times, in order to really get the most effectiveness out of your own character. Beyond that, you also want to learn your own personal strengths and weaknesses. Now, what I mean by personal strengths and weaknesses are not just related to WoW, but related to really any game that you play and any activity that you do. You really want to learn, for instance, whether you're a really bad tunnel visioner. Now, that's not saying that that's incredibly bad, because there are some players that do extremely well even though they tunnel vision. They don't focus on everything that's going on around the map, and they just focus on getting a kill. And a lot of times those people will get those kills, but it's at the expense of a lot of other things. I mean, really their team would be doing a lot better off if they were able to focus on everything else. You also want to learn, you know, maybe if you don't watch your health bar, and sometimes you just die without noticing anything at all. All of a sudden your health is completely drained and you don't know what happened at all. You didn't see your health go from anywhere. It just kind of disappeared on you. You really want to be able to focus on that. You also want to be able to know how to use your cooldowns effectively. You want to know, you know, should I be using this cooldown in this instance? You know, should I pop my trinket here? Should I not pop my trinket here? Is my healer going to be able to get me? Everything like that. I mean, these are your own personal strengths and weaknesses that you need to learn. It's nothing that's specific to a class. It's just specific to your gameplay and your style. You really got to learn exactly where your strengths lie and where your weaknesses lie, and try and maximize your strengths. And of course, you know, get better with your weaknesses so that everything ends up becoming a strength, so you end up becoming an all-around better player. Besides learning all of that, you also want to learn your opponent's classes. You want to learn every single spell and ability that every single class has. You want to know, okay, you know, my teammate's getting stunned, or he's got this buff on, or, you know, he's got this debuff on him. What does it mean exactly? And if that means stopping in the middle of an arena match, not necessarily stopping entirely, but, you know, taking the time out in an arena match to mouse over it and learn exactly what it does, or whether it means, you know, going over to Wowhead and searching up everything about that class and all of the skills that the class has and what they do, or whether it means you leveling up your own character of that specific class in order to learn how it's played. You know, whatever you got to do, you got to learn every single spell and ability that there is inside the game, because really it puts you at such a huge disadvantage if you have no idea what's going on, even if it's a very small percentage of the time. If you're in an arena and something happens to you and you have no idea how it happened or who did it or how long it lasts, I mean, it really can hinder your gameplay. And there are little things here and there inside the game, especially within the default Blizzard UI, that can help you out with that. And of course there are add-ons and everything that help you out with that, but really what you want to do is just kind of go out there and research on your own what every single class does and what to do and how to be prepared for that. You also want to practice. I cannot stress that enough. Practicing on every aspect of your gameplay as much as you can, even if you're not in game. I mean, there's a lot of different things that you can practice on when you're not in game that's going to affect you in game. You know, you can practice on using the keyboard more effectively. You can practice on your timing. You can practice on all these sorts of things outside of the game that will eventually help you inside of the game. It's really necessary for you to be able to do that, to just practice as much as you possibly can. You know, whether you're doing BGs, whether you're doing arenas, whether you're dueling, whatever you're doing, I mean, you got to practice more than anything. You also got to learn, if you can — it's not a possibility for everybody — watch yourself play. If you can record some of your games and you can go back and you can watch, you can really start to analyze what it is that you did wrong in this situation. Whether, you know, you went out of LOS of your healer, or whether it was that there was a certain time where you were just kind of standing still and you weren't really doing anything. If you were on the wrong target, if you didn't see incoming spells, I mean, you can really go back and start to look, oh man, I did this wrong. Oh man, I did that wrong. And of course, oh, I did this right. Oh, I did that right. You know, really, it gives yourself some criticism without it coming from anybody else. If you're able to do that, it really helps your gameplay a lot. Watching streams as well. Watching streams or watching playbacks, watching tournaments, anything like that. Sometimes it doesn't help everybody because sometimes it's a little bit too far advanced of play to really be able to follow it. But it can help you in little situations here and there, especially if you watch streams and you have their own commentary there. You can hear what they're doing and why they're doing it a lot of times. And that, it, you know, it might start to click in your head, okay, he's doing this and he's doing that. Maybe when I get into an arena, I can do that as well. And, you know, of course, that's going to end up making you a better player overall. It's really great to be able to have all of these sorts of resources. You also want to learn how to effectively keybind. Effectively keybinding is something I cannot stress enough at all. Keybindings are one of the most important things inside this game, and you have so many available to you. A lot of people use the default WASD, and of course they use their mouse, and some of them have things like the Razer Naga where they have 15 buttons on their mouse. I mean, that really makes a huge difference. But for some of us that don't have that, like me, you have to do with your keyboard. And I'll go over some of the keybindings that I use regularly. Maybe they'll be, you know, something that you didn't think of. Maybe it's something that you're already using. But we'll go over a little bit of that here. Now, what I use a lot of keybinds are going to be Q and E. I don't use those for strafing. I actually changed them into the default to use A and D as my strafing, and I don't have keyboard turning at all. It's really bad for you to ever have keyboard turning. I used to use R, T, Y, F, and G, Z, X, C, V, up to B, of course. 1 through 6, because I believe anything farther than that, and you really start to hinder yourself having to stretch that far over. I use F1 through F4. And then, of course, all of those keys plus Alt, Control, and Shift whenever it's possible. Now, what I mean by maximizing your key bindings as much as possible is you don't want to have something that you're using all the time on a key like Shift F4. You know, that's something that you really don't want to do. If you're going to have maybe your CC or something, you want to have it as Q, you want to have it as E, you want to have it as Alt-Q, Alt-1, whatever. You want to have it really, really close to your hand because it's something you're going to be doing all the time, and especially something where you need to have split-second timing on. That's another really big thing, like counter spells, trinkets, stuns, defensive mechanisms. You really got to have those as close to your hand as possible, but not something that you're going to slip up on and hit all the time. For instance, for me, I've got my offensive cooldown macros over to F, and I've got my defensive over to V, so it's something that's right there by my fingertips, and I really don't ever have to think about it when I'm doing it. It's so natural to my hand. Whereas something else like on my mage armors are actually going to end up being like control 4, control 5. My shields are going to be mouse scroll up and mouse scroll down because, again, those are things I got to have split second timing on. As soon as they come off of cooldown, I got to have them up on me as quickly as possible. Now, to learn your new key bindings, what you can do is jump into a battleground, set your new key bindings up, jump into a battleground, go at it, try and use your key bindings. Try not to click any of your buttons whatsoever, even if they're new. Even if you have to sit there and look at your buttons to see, okay, what is it that needs to be done here? If you do it that way, it really will take you maybe a day or two at most to get used to your new key bindings. It's really, really important that you do that. And like I said, try to have absolutely everything keybound, from bandages to foods to buffs to mounts, everything. Try and get it all keybound. And like I said, you don't have to have it all really, really close to your hands. Like I said, you know, mage shields, I use a really kind of wacky setup there for it because I don't use it that often. It's not necessary for me to. Now, I did touch on this just a little bit a second ago here, macros. Macros are another really, really, really big part of this game. There's no top player that I know of that does not utilize macros to the fullest. Macros, really what you got to have is you got to have your team macros. Whether, say, you're playing a priest and you got to have grip for every one of your teammates so that you can grip them at a moment's notice without having to target them first and then hit the button. You also want to have, like I said, your offensive cooldowns and your defensive cooldowns macroed so that, you know, if you're in a lot of trouble, you got to pop them all at once. Or if you're really, really going to go hard on somebody, you got to pop all your offensive cooldowns at once. And so instead of hitting, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 buttons, all you got to do is hit one all at once and you're set up to go. You also want to have focus macros. Focus macros are very, very, very important to have. You got to have, for instance, sheep. On a mage polymorph, you got to have your regular polymorph, then you got to have your focus polymorph, and then even you can go a step further and do your arena macros, which is going to be polymorph at arena 1, arena 2, and arena 3, and that will polymorph them, you know, based on what their position is inside of there. And of course, you know, that's going to be a little bit later, but that's another really big thing, is just having those macros set up. And you can go onto a bunch of different types of forums. You can search Google. You can, you know, look them all up, and there will be macros, hundreds of macros for all the different classes that are out there. And you can look them up and see what works best for you. If you know how to do it yourself, you can modify them a bit just to, you know, suit yourself as best as you possibly can. But really, that's one of the big parts of the game is using macros effectively. Also, when you're starting out, Add-ons are very, very important when you're first starting out. There's a couple that I would like to mention that really helped my gameplay out. You have things like Gladius, which is just a new and improved basic unit frames for arenas. You have the unit frames for the enemies, as well as their trinket cooldowns, as well as their diminishing returns and things like that. It really helps out when you're in an arena to have something like that. Gladiator LOSSA is another really big one, and what that one actually does is it calls out audio, it calls out over your audio what someone is doing, you know, whether it, you know, it'll say things like trinket used, it'll say stun used, it'll say this used, or incoming polymorph, or incoming whatever. It's really, really helpful when you're in arenas to just be able to hear that, you know, be able to not only see it maybe in chat or on the bars or anything like that, but be able to hear it. You know, it can help you out until you get good enough where you don't need anything like that. Another one is Interrupt Bar. Interrupt Bar is this fancy little add-on. It's real simple. It's real nice. Basically, it has all of the interrupts that every class has available to them. And it shows up on a bar, and whenever they use it, it goes on cooldown right there so that you can see, okay, you know, I'm facing a druid, I'm facing a warrior. They've already used Disrupting Shout. They've already used Pummel. They've already used Skull Bash. They've got nothing else for me. I can free cast. Not a problem. Beyond add-ons, you also want to keep your gear up to par as best as you possibly can. Gear doesn't mean everything in this game, but it sure means a lot. You know, whether you want to go into Battlegrounds every single day, you know, whether you're going to do Tol Barad or you know, cap your points every single week, you got to cap your points. Try to stay on top of that as much as you can, because you can fall behind very, very quickly if you don't do that. 5.2 is going to be a little bit more forgiving of that, but it's still going to be something you don't ever want to fall behind on if you really want to stay ahead of the curve and all that. Getting away from all that, be very accepting of criticism. People will criticize you left and right. Understand, not everybody's better than you, and not everybody's criticism is good criticism, but be accepting of it when it does come your way. If your teammates say, hey, you know, you did this wrong, understand what they're saying to you. It's not to try and demean you. It's not to try and make you a worse player. It's to try and make you a better player. It really, really is. And it really comes from them wanting to, you know, get higher themselves or anything like that. So just understand that criticism is one of the big things in the game. And I've taken a lot of criticism over the years. You know, people tell me, oh, you're bad at this, you're bad at that, or, oh, you're good at this, you're good at that. And, you know, it really helps to be able to hear it from a third person, or, you know, from a third person perspective, to be able to hear, okay, this is what I'm doing wrong. Whether or not I think it is what I'm doing wrong, it's what they see in me. So, you know, it can help you like that. All that stuff, you know, that's really personal. That's really personally how you get better at PvP in this game and everything like that. Beyond that, you also have your team, you know, how to get better with your team or as your team or things like that. And let me go ahead and cover a little bit of those now. The first thing that I really want to start off with here when discussing how to get better as a team is be honest with your team. Be honest, be realistic with all of your goals that you set for the team. You can't really jump into a team the first night, you know, whether it's a pug group that you picked up from trade chat, or whether it's a guild group, or whether it's a group of your friends. You can't jump in and go, okay, you know what, guys, we're good enough, we can get 2,500 in one night. It doesn't happen that way. It really doesn't. I mean, it takes a lot of time to be able to get up to ratings like that, unless of course, you know, you're already a top player, then you can do that. But even they will tell you that it's not just, okay, you know, we're going to get 50 wins and we're never going to lose because we're the best in the game. You know, you are still going to face competition regardless of what rating you are, and you'll start to face a lot harder competition once you get into that little elo range where, you know, you actually belong at skill wise so I mean, just kind of let your team know from the very beginning, hey guys, this is what I want to get out of this team. You know, I want to get a title. I want to get a mount. I want to get a first place title. I want to get higher points caps. Whatever it is, that's what you want to tell your team. You want to be able to communicate that with them effectively. And speaking of communication is absolutely key. It's absolutely necessary in this game, in all aspects of this game, PvE, PvP, whatever. It's very, very necessary, and that's one of the most important things about organized PvP is communication. You got to call out things like your trinkets. You know, when you use your trinkets, when you see the enemies using their trinkets, whatever it is, I mean, you got to call out stuff like that. You got to call out your own cooldowns. You got to call out, you know, I don't have block up, I don't have cyclone up, I don't have intimidating shout up, whatever, or I'm using this now. Where the enemies are and where you are. If you're on the other side of a pillar and your healer's trying to get to you and they don't know where you're at because they can't see you, you really want to tell them, hey, I'm over here. You know, this is where I'm at. You know, come and get me, or I'm coming to you. Try to communicate that as effectively as possible. It helps you out tremendously. It really, really does. You also want to tell your team always what you're doing. I can't count the amount of times where I've gone into arenas recently and I'll cyclone a target on my feral druid, and my healer, who's a shaman, will polymorph at the or will hex at the exact same time. I mean, we have this link between us where I don't know what it is, but we always cross that CC like that, and it's so bad because we waste that CC because they go immune to it and they can't get hexed, and now we've just lost that. So you really want to call out what you're doing. Even before you do it, you really want to call out, you know, hey, I'm CCing this target. You want to call out, I'm CCing this target half, I'm CCing this target full. And you really want to know, you know, what it is that a full and a half CC mean. You know, for Cyclone, for instance, a full Cyclone is 6 seconds. A half Cyclone is of course, 3 seconds, and a quarter, you know, you can figure it out like that. And after that, they go immune. So you really want to call it out so that your healer knows, hey, I've got 6 seconds where this guy won't be on me. Beyond that, listen to your team. When your team is calling out something to you, you gotta listen to it. If your team is, if your healer's saying, "Hey guys, I can't take these melee on me. Hey, I can't take, you know, this," or "Hey, I'm in a really bad spot right now. You need to grip me or something." You gotta listen to it, because as soon as something like that is called, they know what they're talking about, or at least hopefully they know what they're talking about, and you gotta react on it as quickly as possible. It's absolutely important for you to listen to everything that your team is saying. Not only that, but protecting your team. Like I said, if your healer says, "Hey, I'm in a bad spot, these guys are going to kill me," you got to get over to them. You got to learn how to effectively peel. Now, effectively peeling is kind of a little bit more advanced here, but peeling basically is getting the damage off of your healer, or getting the damage off of somebody that needs it off of them as quickly as possible. If you can't get it off of them, you know, they're going to die really quickly. So you got to be able to slow them down, stun them, push them away, get your teammate away from that situation as quickly as possible. It's really absolutely necessary for you to learn how to protect your teammates, and for your teammates to learn how to protect you, of course. Another thing that you really want to learn is the compositions, strengths, and weaknesses. If you have something like KFC, they're a hard melee cleave. So you know that they're going to do a lot of damage to clothies. They won't do as much to plates, but I mean, they still do a lot of damage. You also got to learn that things like caster cleaves, where you have like warlocks and shadow priests and mages and nothing but casters on a team, if you LOS them, it stops their damage entirely. Unless, of course, they have dots or something on you, but it stops their direct damage entirely. And that's one of the biggest things, is if you get out of the line of sight of them, you can stop their damage for a few seconds, let your healer top you back off, and then you can go back out there and you know, go ahead and do that. You also got to learn, you know, what their strengths are. Caster cleaves, you know, they like to blow up warriors. They like to blow up really any melee or anybody that they can really get in their line of sights for more than 3 seconds. If they can line up everything, if the stars align, you know, it's gonna happen. You gotta understand that, and you gotta know, hey, I gotta get myself out of this position as quickly as possible. You also want to help your teammates learn. You know, if your teammate is doing things where they're messing up on this, or, you know, maybe they're not as good at healing through burst, or maybe they're not as good at healing when they're being trained, or maybe you're not as good at doing damage when you're being trained. I mean, you all got to help each other out. I mean, you're all in one team together. You really got to help each other out and say, hey, you know, this is where you're having trouble. This is where you got to, you know, try and work on it. Here, let me help you out. Let's go into an arena. Let me train you, and you try to do nothing but heal yourself the whole time and try not to get interrupted. Try to fake cast. Try to, you know, all that kinds of stuff. It's really vital that you help your own team out. You know, it's absolutely important. Now, expanding on that a little bit, when you're doing things like that, when you're helping out, when you're giving constructive feedback and everything, don't be a jerk. Don't be mean to your team. If you're mean to your teammates aren't going to want to play with you. It's really disheartening to go into a team or go into a match and know that your teammate's going to get mad at you if you mess up. I mean, you don't ever really want to be mean to your teammates. They're your friends, or, you know, even if they're just trade pugs, you don't want to get a bad reputation just because you're absolutely mean to them. I mean, unfortunately, and I hate to say this, but sometimes you may not even be as good as you think you are. And so when you're being a jerk to them, it really doesn't help out. It doesn't help out the situation ever to be mean to anybody. And again, practice. Practice as much as you can with your team. If you've got a team of three friends, you got to go in there, you know, daily. You got to be in there for as long as it takes until you guys got everything down so solidly that you're able to communicate with each other without ever saying a word. Now, that doesn't mean don't go into arenas and don't say anything. Just be on that mental level where you can, you know, communicate with your team without saying any words. Now, I did want to go ahead and get into some really advanced tactics here. But I feel as though, you know, we're running a little bit long. I do want to try and keep these podcasts short. I want to try and keep them under, you know, 25, 30 minutes if I possibly can. So we are running out of time here. However, if you guys do want to hear more, if you guys do want longer podcasts or anything like that, I'd be more than happy to go on for 30 minutes, an hour, and talk more about that. And hopefully I can go ahead and get a webcam here soon, a little bit better audio, so you guys can actually see me while I'm doing my thing. Not that you guys would really want to see my ugly mug, but hey, you know, at least that's an option for some of you guys that may want to. I think that's going to end it for this podcast. Like I said, I am cutting it a little bit short here. Let me go ahead and just say once again, you know, you can find us over on Twitter. You can find us over on Facebook. You can find us on iTunes now. You can find us on Stitcher. I mean, there's tons of ways to get a hold of us. There's tons of ways to make comments, criticism, concerns, ask questions, anything you want to do, guys, go ahead and hit me up. I'm always glad to talk to the listeners. I'm always glad, you know, to hear what you guys think and be able to add that into my next episode. This week, what we are actually going to do is we are going to have descriptions of this podcast. We are going to have, you know, actual wordings of everything that I've gone over a little bit further in detail as to what I've gone over, so that you guys can read it and see, you know, what you may have missed, and you know, maybe we might even include a couple sites in there so that you can help yourselves to that kind of information. But yeah, that about does it for me today, guys. As always, have a great night.